Have you been for a PCR test recently? Lines have reduced considerably, but lots of testing sites around the Hunter are still on those temporary hours or closed, including lots of the four-site pathology drive-in sites. So with lines shorter, are you going to see your local site open again? Nick Burns is from Four-Site Pathology. Good morning.
Good morning, Kai. How are you?
Yeah, good. Hey, how are things for your teams at testing sites at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're progressing nicely. Obviously, just before Christmas, we had what we're calling Armageddon of testing with Queensland travellers and the high positivity rate, which has had an impact on everyone's laboratory and the way that we have to process testing at laboratories, which, you know, resulted in a much reduced capacity for everyone's lab. Mm. And I guess because we've been the largest presence in the Newcastle Hunter area, we've been impacted probably more visibly than others with the amount of drive-throughs we had to restrict and close up for a while, but we've managed to open more back up with Belmont opening again yesterday, back to normal hours. So we're hoping that will keep progressing as the next week or two go on.
Yeah, so the plan is to try to get some of the other sites open again?
Absolutely, yeah. Basically what happened was with the high positivity rate, all labs were processing samples for the last 18 months or so in pools. So basically four individual samples would be combined together and that one combined test done. And if that was negative, then all four in the pool were negative. But if one of those were positive, then they would go back and test all the individual samples. Now, just before Christmas, when our positivity rate went sky high because of the transmissibility of Omicron, that meant everyone's lab was back to doing individual tests from the get-go, which results in about a 20 or 25% capacity that we have enjoyed previously at everyone's laboratories. So hence the big slowdown.
Yeah. Are we able to see things return to what they were before Omicron, or is it always going to have to be individual testing now because our test rates are still, you know, pretty positive?
Yeah, as the positivity rate goes down, hopefully in the not too distant future, then the capacity will go back up from that point of view. But also at laboratory, there's things happening like different processes and streamlining, additional machinery, additional staff, and that takes some time to come on board because, you know, those devices come from overseas, and as we know, during
nothing's
COVID
coming
times,
very easily from overseas.
Nothing's easy, and they take time to, you know, to commission and get up to speed. So there's kind of two things happening: increasing lab capacity through, you know, more devices and staffing, but then as the positivity rate comes down, inevitably then we'll see the increase as well. So all our sites are going nowhere. We're, you know, planning to reopen them all. We're just being very careful that we don't overload the lab because we want our, you know, patients and we want results to come in a timely manner. So we're really careful not to fall into the trap of, you know, taking on more work than we can process.
Yeah, what is that turnaround time at the moment?
Oh, look, currently it's same night or early the next morning. We're back to where we were, you know, for a solid 18 months or so. We've been very fast through the whole pandemic, other than a few speed humps. So we're just careful that we, you know, take on only the amount of work that we can to keep that short turnaround time.
As we are now seeing more focus on rapid antigen tests as well, do you hope that, you know, we won't get back there to that point that we were, you know, just before Christmas, where right across testing sites, right around New South Wales, it was, you know, it was tricky?
It was very difficult, and I think, you know, thank God that the travel requirements have now backed off. That was really the layer on top of everything that made it really difficult. You know, we saw more than 50% of people coming in for a PCR test needing it because they were travelling to Queensland, for example. So that on top of the Omicron positivity rate was just, you know, Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know, unless there's a perfect storm again, which I would sincerely doubt, I don't think we'll fall back into that.
Perfect. So watch this space for more and more of those local sites to come back online?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Well, Belmont came back online yesterday. Hopefully in the next few days and early next week, we'll, you know, be announcing more sites coming back online. It's just inevitable. It's not a never. It's just as we can responsibly at the moment.
Yeah. Nick, I really appreciate you taking some time to give us an update. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too, Nick Burns there from Foresight. You can get the hours off their website and you can see which ones are starting to come back online again.